Thank you for joining me again. Now is the time to discuss how you can nurture the bond between siblings and bring them closer together. The first step involves focusing on the bright side and recognizing each child's unique qualities. For those who've listened to or watched my course about parent-child relationships, you might have done this exercise already. However, I recommend doing that almost every month, and now is the perfect time. So, how do we identify each child's distinct qualities? It's simple. We focus on each child individually, observe their positive actions at home. Imagine your child standing on a stage with a spotlight shining on them and you cheering them on. Write down the qualities you observe. Remember, consider each child through a unique lens and jot down 5 things they're good at. These should be practical skills or behaviors they exhibit in their daily lives. Avoid generic phrases like, "He is a good boy," or "She is sensitive." Instead, write about what they do and how they contribute to the household. For example, your child might brush their teeth by themselves or always help his sister get dressed. Perhaps your daughter can play alone, or your child lightens the mood with his great sense of humor. These are just some examples. By listing 5 qualities, you'll gradually uncover more of their strengths over time. Now, put on the lens for each child and focus solely on their good deeds. Avoid focusing on the negatives. Instead, strive to recognize and appreciate the good they do. The purpose of this task is to help you avoid unconscious comparisons. Remember, words matter. Saying she's cautious rather than afraid presents a positive quality. Being careful means she takes care of herself, and that's indeed a positive attribute. This assignment encourages you to replace negative language with positive words and labels. For example, instead of labeling your child as stubborn, see it as he or she knows how to stand up for themselves. Remember to continuously reinforce these positive aspects to your children and tell them and remind them of what they excel at. Importantly, refrain from comparing them to each other. For example, don't say you're responsible, unlike your brother. Speak to each child as an individual, keeping in mind that they already set their standards. After all, that's how they will deal with most of the time. Therefore, we need to teach them how to motivate themselves from their own perspective, focusing on what's best for them, not in comparison to someone else. Another significant aspect is to foster a strong bond between them. How can we do that? When we mention the good qualities we have observed, we are essentially mirroring these traits back to our children, highlighting their strengths, such as professionally finding items, being a great singer, or a fantastic soccer player, and more. By doing this consistently, they start to accept these positive traits about themselves. Remember when they accepted the labels we applied? Now we aim to flip the script. We want them to internalize the good things about themselves and build their self-confidence. When they hear praises about themselves and their siblings around hear these as well, it reinforces the familial bond. This is because each child becomes aware of the other's qualities, realizing that they don't need to be identical to be valuable. Their differences enhance the beauty of their relationship. Now, how can we promote their close bond? Promoting their close bond means suggesting activities they could do together, like playing tennis, bowling, watching a movie, or creating a unique game they both enjoy. The trick here is not to force participation, but to propose the idea and see if they're interested. If they agree, let them experience it together, without your presence. Aim to provide them with as many joint experiences as possible, promoting mutual respect and bonding. Flexibility is another key element. Ignore the stereotypes that label the youngest as incapable or the eldest as always responsible, or that the yielding one is always the victim, and the stubborn one is typically the rebel. Don't establish these labels at home. Instead, permit flexibility. Allow the eldest to be silly and childish sometimes. Maybe the youngest will take on responsibility occasionally. Please encourage them to switch roles and avoid imposing your interpretations on them. So now, after understanding the factors influencing sibling bonds and what actions we can take to strengthen them, as well as what we should avoid doing so as not to harm these bonds, we'll delve deeper into handling sibling rivalry. You'll find that everything we've discussed so far impacts their conflicts. As a result, you'll gain numerous tools to manage various situations. This introduction to relationship dynamics will be genuinely beneficial. So, let's move forward.